Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the Lunch Crew. Good to have everybody here during the lunch hour. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. The phone number is at Roger and JP on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Like us and follow us and make comments during the show if you can't call us. So with the playoff games coming up this weekend, you've heard, I'm sure, about some of the players from the Bengals calling Arrowhead Stadium Burrowhead Stadium.
No way.
And it started with one, I believe, Instagram post, and now it's caught on a little bit.
But he hasn't, I don't think he's beaten them yet, has he? Last I saw that they beat them, at least in the playoffs, the last three times.
They beat them in the regular season and last year to get into the Super Bowl. Mm.
Okay, so it must be playoff games.
So they're calling a Burrowhead, and Travis Kelce, of course, he'll protect his quarterback and back up his quarterback. Saying they watch themselves as bulletin board. You know, everybody's saying it's bulletin board material.
Right.
But he right away jumped to his defense. And, he's talking about, listen, this place gets loud, And everybody's saying, and don't forget, Travis, what's his name?
Kelce?
Not Travis Kelce. Mahomes? Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Said, I wonder if it, I don't know if it'll be as loud as our stadium. And, of course, the place went nuts, that kind of thing. So he had made the mistake. He's like, you're making a mistake. And then who jumps in and talks about it? Melissa Etheridge. I'm like, where did this come from?
You don't remember she wrote that Super Bowl song?
I do now. And I know she's from Kansas. She is considered a Chiefs super fan.
Right.
And she's like, she was on Good Morning Football, Monica. She actually went on NFL Network on Good Morning Football.
That's where she debuted her Super Bowl song.
That's somebody who knows. Well, yeah. She was just on talking about it, about Burrowhead Stadium. Like, yeah, she's like, that's so dangerous for them. Because she said, you saw what happened when Trevor Lawrence said, I don't know if it's going to be as loud. She says, it's so loud. She says, we take everything very personally. And I can't even say that. She says, go right ahead, you guys. Go right ahead. There's nothing like firing up Arrowhead Stadium.
Right. Arrowhead tripped the Richter scale.
Did they really?
A few years ago. That they did it, and so did Seattle. Mm. They tripped the Richter scale.
Oh, yeah. It says here the Bengals are on a 3-game winning streak against them. Yeah.
The Bengals are on a 3-game winning streak against them? Okay.
And they've taken seven of the last 8 games from them.
No, I know what you said, Monica. I misunderstood what
I'm just
I had.
A girl.
No, that's not.
Just a girl.
He's 2-0 against Burrow's 2-0 against the Chiefs in the regular season, and of course last year's AFC Championship. So, So Melissa Etheridge getting involved in the scrum here. We'll see what happens this weekend, though. Obviously, see if it turns
into
Burrow. Is he
limping around though? What's going on with Mahomes? Is he limping?
I saw him this morning. He's playing. He's practicing like regular. They showed a still of him with his ankle wrapped, but
he had surgery.
He had what?
Surgery?
Upper sprain, but
You don't have.
No, he just got wrapped, didn't he? And he just.
No, he had surgery, and he said it'll be fine. Hold on.
Surgery
for an upper sprain? She's just a girl, JP.
I understand. You said it, Monica, not us.
I did.
Well, Rush said it.
Breaking news. Patrick Mahomes had surgery. He had his leg removed.
Right. But he's playing.
He'll be good for the weekend.
He is Superman.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I was watching it on Good Morning Football, speaking of which.
So mean. She knows more about football than I do by a mile.
God, man. I was driving the vans when this song took over the world.
Oh, yeah?
And, I remember having to do a show.
God, it's not long ago, huh?
Yeah. 94, 95.
95?
95,
yikes.
Yeah. I was driving the vans, right.
So you're a kid, just started, huh?
Intern. Yeah, it was my first year. And I remember having to make a tape. They're like, make a tape, because Monica, we used to have kicker boxes that were in the van. And after the shows, we would do a post-concert rock block. And throw the kicker box so when people were leaving the shows, they would tune into, the radio station and listen to the rock block.
Of the artist they just saw.
And they can hear it out on the, the front foyer of the Coliseum. But I used to have to make a tape to play before so they would hear the music going in. I'm like, how much music am I supposed to make for these guys? Why don't I just give me the album? What, do they got one song?
Yeah.
They got one song, and it's maybe two songs by then, and they sold out the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Mm. I was at that show.
Were you? Working?
My girlfriend at the... No. The girlfriend at the
Your
time.
Sixth grade girlfriend?
Oh, that's right.
I was not sixth grade, no. But I was...
Eighth grade.
Let's
be fair.
Okay.
I was 18.
What, Monica?
All right, Monica, go ahead.
No, treatment is all it said here. Treatment. I had a few days of
a little different than surgery.
Yeah, it's not surgery, now is it? No, now is it?
No, it is not.
He put an ice pack on his leg and then had surgery.
But it's okay, Monica. You know why?
Yep.
I'm just a girl.
See, this is like living with your brothers when you're a kid. It's the same thing.
Okay, here's a question. Which brother were you close... I know the answer to this, and I'm setting myself up.
Uh-oh.
Which brother would you call yourself closer to, then or now?
Then my younger brother, now my older brother, because I don't talk to my younger brother.
Okay. House is on fire. Me and your older brother are in there. Who are you rescuing?
You guys are both on your own.
Great answer. That's a way out of it. I'm getting out watching the house burn.
Yeah, well, if I make it out, I'm going to tell the authorities that you set the place on fire in the first place.
And you're white and I'm brown, so they guess who they're going to believe? I'm going to jail.
Exactly.
Fine. Through sheer blackmail and bribery, I'll have to. Mm-hmm. I'll have to save you, but I won't like it.
Why wouldn't you like it? I would save you.
That's not, obviously, it's not.
Why?
Felt the other way.
I would save her, though. I would.
I'd like to take a poll of who actually believes that, because I don't at all.
How about this, since you're throwing siblings and stuff, your sister, JP, or Monica, who are you saving?
That's not fair. He's going to save me, because he...
Ooh,
that's tough.
Here's the deal.
That's a tough one.
When is it happening?
Whenever you want it to happen.
Well, is it now or
right now?
Or is it after?
Oh my God! The house on fire right now.
It's right now, Monica. Here's the thing. If it's right now, I have to save my sister because of the situation with my father out there. If it's once she moves to South Dakota and you happen to be in South Dakota and the house burns down, I'll gladly get you first.
It's happening when we're both talking.
In South Dakota, for whatever reason, they're both in South Dakota.
They're both in South Dakota. I get Monica,
and we're both talking
because your sister's not as much use to you.
About how things aren't fair.
Oh my goodness, the house sale in South Dakota didn't go through. She is staying on Long Island near your father. Monica's visiting as well.
Monica,
just trying to help out with your dad too.
Once we were able to get the house fixed, would you be willing to live with it and occasionally take care of my dad?
Me?
Because if that's the case, I'd say
no. It's either she's important to you in general,
I'd say, or not.
Monica is what she's.
Let me finish the goddamn sentence.
I didn't finish. Monica is who she is right now. She's not helping out with your dad, but she just happens to be up. Monica is Monica. Either you like her or you don't. Either you love your sister or you don't. They're both in the same house.
It's burning
on Long Island right now. Burning. Who are you saving?
Monica.
Woo!
Wow.
We've got a love connection.
He must really hate your nose. He's really be mad at his sister right now.
I'm not mad at my sister.
Must really hate her. Wow. Hmm.
See?
That's an interesting if then.
It's that easy. You don't give our relationship enough credit, Monica.
Do we have a relationship?
Yes, we do. You don't feel it?
No.
I feel it.
I didn't till right now.
Wow.
Nice job.
You didn't feel it.
I mean, who knew?
What could I possibly have done today to piss you off?
Nothing.
So and you haven't been here for 2 days. So
exactly.
I mean, do you think anything you'd done, say, Monday would have worn off by now?
You're cranky.
I'm not cranky.
I'm telling you, you're cranky.
You can't tell me what I am.
Now she's pissed. You tell her she's cranky.
I'm going to kill that love bitch. That for the record.
Hey, Monica, just relax.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the other thing she loves.
Call me cranky and tell me to relax. That's great. Then ask me if I'm on my period, and that's why I'm so angry.
Yeah,
right
well,
now.
That must be it.
I was just going to say, go take a Midol.
Yeah, those are all great.
Are you?
No.
No, it's the 26th.
Would you tell me if you were?
Yes. Have I not ever? Always?
Always.
Not always.
I mean, am I wrong? Like February 2nd or so, and then... ramping up to like the 6th-ish?
If all goes well, I'll be blood-free on Gasparilla. That's all
God.
Whoa.
You just took.
Wait a minute.
I'm not crazy, right? I'm not crazy with what just happened.
This weekend.
I said, are you on your period? You said no. And then you said, I'll be blood-free by Gasparilla. Isn't that this weekend?
Yes, what I'm saying is that it doesn't come until after. If all is well, I'm blood-free on Saturday.
Oh.
I don't care what happens after that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but isn't the day before the crampiest part?
Sometimes.
Is there any period pain that could keep you? Is there any period pain that could keep you from Gasparilla?
Oh no, that's what booze is for. No. Let's do a shot. We're
really? Fine. Does that like alleviate cramps?
I don't
or
think
just
so.
The pain of, and you just don't think about it because you're distracted, right?
Yeah.
I see. As opposed to like if it happens while you're on this show, you're sitting there and that's all you can think about because your brain will go
pain.
There.
Yep.
There's right. nothing that okay, would make you say, oh, "I'll just go. Sense. I'll go next year."
What? No.
Wow, that's trooper.
She never misses Gasparilla.
I'd skip it. If I was in that kind of pain.
I skipped COVID, like the year after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, basically, yeah. Like last year, I didn't go.
How many years you've lived in Tampa? Like 20-something? 20?
1999.
Right. So out of, say, 23 Gasparillas, you've missed one?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Say it like that, it's weird.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Or just drunk. Plus, I don't know that anybody eating their lunch wants to hear about whether I'm having cramps or bleeding.
Of
right
course
now.
They do. That's what this show is all about.
I don't care what they want.
Really gross. Let's talk about Jimmy's diarrhea and then my blood.
But here's the problem, and tell me if I'm wrong here. They say that, you know, alcohol is a blood thinner. So if you're drunk while you have that going on your insides.
Oof. What?
No, all right, everybody, putting the sauce on.
Are you paying attention to a word anybody, any of us is saying?
You literally said, I heard nothing out of your mouth. And then you were frozen on Bone TV. I literally hear you say, if you're drinking alcohol and it's a blood thinner, and then your hand went out and you stopped. So I'm like, what?
I didn't stop. I said it.
Oh, I didn't
I said,
hear you.
Would it be messier?
Oh, I don't. Ew. Would you like me to report? I don't know.
Would you please measure? Get a measuring cup.
Tweets and pecs out.
No.
Right.
And it's probably a porta potty too, so you're gonna see a bloody.
There's nothing God. Worse. Than
That's
that.
What I'm saying. I don't care as long as on Saturday it staves off. I don't.
Right.
Care.
You don't have a spot. You don't have a place.
Spots I used to because my ex worked right smack dab in the middle of it all. We could just take a bathroom break
really?
Right in there and.
Right, but the Bone doesn't have a place. Set up for everybody.
Several different places, but it's public. It's like a restaurant. Yeah. And then also it's walking. It's a bunch of walking from A to B.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Will the Bone be broadcasting live? Will you be stopping
be
in after some White Claws?
Well, Neutral is sponsoring a brunch at American Social. Carmen
right,
will be there.
Right.
I think at 11. I know she's going to be there at 11. I don't know how long she's staying.
Right, right.
And then they have Kegs and Eggs at McDinton's. That starts at 9 in the morning. So that's where I'll be.
That's where I'll be too.
No.
Join Monica and Aunt Flo at McDinton's.
Gonna have some Bloody Marys?
Absolutely. That's the only thing being served.
Aunt Flo, I will do unspeakable filthy things to you if you would just stave off for like a day.
Nope. I want to be there. Gasparilla! Oops, sorry about that.
Gross.
Aunt Flo. All right. Look for a Gasparilla.
F off.
Throw some beads on me. You're already not feeling great today, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. What do you mean? No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Wait, what you talking about, Willis? Save you. No, I didn't. I didn't want to save you in a fire. I don't know why you say I'm not.
Not only am I not going to save you in the fire now,
when I go
to save my sister, I'm going to drag you by your head 2 flights up so it's harder for you to get out.
Wow.
How's that?
Now we're back to normal.
Yes.
Here we go.
You brought me there. I wasn't there. You brought me there.
The globe
is
spinning correctly now.
How beat down you guys have me. I feel better now that you said that. That's how beat down I am. Finally, the truth is coming
back
out.
Back to normal.
I feel like you're not lying to me, and that's how twisted it is. That's our relationship, JP.
Call right HR, there, file a complaint. I don't give a rat's ass. F your feelings. How's that?
This show has become an HR nightmare. Boy, they're going to have like 27 things they want to talk to us about
with audio proof.
Have I ever called HR? Ever?
No. But no. It is a radio show, and sometimes corporate listens, and they might have started with Gwen Stefani, I'm just a girl. It might have started right there, and then they kept listening like, oh, there's a couple violations in here.
This is so-and-so from HR. Guys, we need to have a conversation after after the show. Bring a pad and a pen.
And then we all show up, and they start talking about, now, Monica, did you feel slighted by them making fun of your being a female? Did you feel in any way, shape, or form lesser? And I go, yes, they're so mean to me all the time. And I totally rat you out all and say, I start making up stuff. That's how bad it gets. Bring an audio clip.
And then we say, it's like a brother-sister relationship. It's harmless.
See, now the way I saw it going is they end up getting the four of us in that room. And then they're coming at one of us, and it's like, you know, it's like we can all break each other's balls, but the minute somebody else comes in and decides, and then the way I pictured it is like whoever this HR person was,
right?
One of us got behind them, held their hands behind the back, and Monica just starts punching them in the face, telling them to mind their business.
Why am I punching? Well, you punch. I'll tell them to mind their business.
Kick them in the shin.
Ooh, I love those giant fists.
All right, anyway, this dead guy. This is going swimming.
Night in the ruts.
I got a dead guy. I got a dead guy. I got a dead guy.
Let's go.
He is a guy that you know. He was an author, among other things. Hmm. He's also made a lot of headlines. But the headlines, not necessarily because of his books.
Oh. Okay.
The books are just something else that he did.
Hmm. Monica's a big reader. Do you think she would have like a pile of his books on her bookshelf?
Know. According to Dizzy's Instagram post, the one who corrects all of our English couldn't spell orgy yesterday.
Oh, so you feel... I did see that tweet. I saw that tweet.
It didn't pop up on my... You know how when you type and then it automatically comes... It didn't come up. I thought it was O-R-G-E-Y.
Oh, no. Mm. Yeah, O-R-G-Y. Mm.
Anywho.
All right. So you don't feel that this author's books would be on Monica's bookshelf? Is that what you're saying?
They could be.
They could
be. What I'm trying to say is this guy is the author is like the second thing that he'd be known for.
All right, good.
what?
JoJo's HR rep, so there's that.
Oh, Jesus.
We're screwed. All right. We'll do it. This is our last show. You got a question, Monica?
Oh, American, did you say? I didn't hear.
Not an American, no.
Okay.
No.
All right, we're on to something.
White guy, not an American guy, made tons of headlines, was also an author, but that was his second thing, and it's a distant second to what he's best known for.
All right, let's hear from you guys. Let's hear your yes or no questions. Try to figure out who this dead guy in the envelope is. Those are the opening clues. Now, you ask the questions, get a yes, keep going, and, of course, you can take a guess if you get a yes. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. First person to figure out who this dead guy in the envelope is wins the tickets from the Bone Prize Stash. Good luck. We'll be right back.